Welcome to TSD Spotlight. I'm Kevin Carroll, Executive Director of Tech San Diego, coming to you from the temporary global headquarters of Tech San Diego in sunny Rancho Penasquitos, one of the suburbs of San Diego. Wow, do we have a great show today. We're going to be talking about all things data science, and I have two global leaders in data science. Lucky to have them with us today, Michael Zeller and Rajesh Gupta. Let's start with Rajesh. Greetings, Rajesh.
Greetings, Kevin.
So those of you who don't know Rajesh Gupta, and you probably do if you have anything to do with data science, Rajesh Gupta is currently the director of the HDSI at UCSD, the Data Science Institute. Rajesh has worked in academia for over 25 years, focusing on systems that connect real-life buildings, cities, and transportation infrastructure to make them more power efficient. But those of you who know his background know really embedded systems is Rajesh has cut his teeth on academically, and most people recognize him for that. And again, he's currently the, I don't know what the title is exactly. Is it Director HDSI, Rajesh?
Yes, he's the Director of Halijualu Data Science Institute.
And of course, Tech San Diego works very closely with HDSI and Data Science Institute. Rajesh is also, we're very lucky to have him as a board member for Tech San Diego. And switching over to our other data science guest is Michael Zeller. Michael, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks, Kevin. Great to be here.
So Mike is a secretary and treasurer. I'm going to use these acronyms that we're going to have to get used to for this podcast. He is the again, the secretary and treasurer of ACM, SIG, KDD, and a member of KDD's executive committee, where he collaborates with the world's leading experts on data mining, machine learning, and big data. Michael is also a board member of Tech San Diego and CEO of Dynam AI, a provider of end-to-end AI solutions for enterprise business. And that's how most of us in the region know Michael. So we're going to jump right into this. So why don't we start with you, Michael? Tell us what KDD is.
Well, KDD is one of the leading data science conferences in the world. We've been actually around for more than 25 years. We've been to any place you can think of, you know, from Sydney to Beijing to Chicago to New York to Paris. And KDD, as a one of the leading data science conferences, is now coming back to San Diego in 2020 for a third time after 2011 and 1999. We're planning for an exciting event, even though we don't necessarily know yet, you know, what the final shape and form of the event will be given the current coronavirus pandemic. But the conference itself, if you think about data science, is really unique in a way that it differentiates itself by having industry and academia participate. So you have cutting-edge research out of academia mixed with really applied data science practitioners from industry. And that's really, I think, the unique value of KDD, bringing, you know, bridging those two worlds together.
And, you know, what first brought this to my attention is, you know, Michael telling me that the largest, that San Diego is in line to be the host for the largest data science conference in the world. And that really piqued my attention. Rajesh, why is it so important to San Diego? And what is it about our data science cluster that warrants KDD selecting San Diego to host this conference?
Two elements that have come together very nicely at this point in time for San Diego. One, San Diego is the place for industries of the future. And what I mean is that this is the set of industries where knowledge in the form of data is becoming central to multiple organizations, whether it is insurance, whether it is security, whether it is finance. And in all of those cases, we are looking for talent and the industry that are coming up, San Diego provides the best environment for them. And so it's life sciences, for example, where the largest growth industry is in terms of, you know, new quality care, new cures, new disease diagnosis, to cybersecurity, which is also pretty strong talent pool in San Diego. And then it is a region that has a number of universities at different levels of training and different levels of strength. So from UCSD as a research university to a state, a very highly ranked state university, San Diego State University, to policy at the University of San Diego. So if you look at all of that, the ecosystem of talent in San Diego is just enormous.
You know, one of the things we constantly hear about companies that are utilizing data science, AI, and machine learning, and by the way, for taxonomy, I wish there was a word that encapsulates all of that, right? It used to be big data, but now it changes. It seems that we constantly have to rethink how new skills and knowledge are acquired, validated, and then certified. I know a big part of the KDD is the workshops, which actually does that. Michael, or can you tell us a little bit about those workshops and how people, you know, globally get on a plane? We don't know what they're going to be doing this time. We may be doing something that's virtual, but why they're so interested in these KDD workshops?
Yeah, I think, you know, you don't just sit in lectures all day, but you can actually have hands-on workshops, sessions where you really are interactively learning the latest skill sets, where you're working on, you know, specific problems that otherwise in theory are easy kind of to understand. But, you know, once you really put your hands on the keyboard and try something, then it becomes slightly different in terms of how do you approach the actual problem. And if you can do that in combination with really a global set of, you know, participants, that's unique, right? You get ideas from people out of industry versus academia, and that mixture really drives, I think, innovation. And you know, people come back from the conference with lots of new ideas, with really new skill sets that they can learn and just pick up initially at the conference.
You know, it's really fascinating to see this intersect of academic and real skills. Rajesh, you run one of the most successful data science schools in the nation, I could say globally, I guess, at this point. How do you see HDSI and UCSD plugging into KDD? Is it a way for your professors to announce new results or research papers? Why is it so important? And we should point out, Rajesh, you're the chair of the KDD 2020 in San Diego, if I'm not mistaken, correct?
I'm a co-chair with Yan Liu at USC. So yes, a general co-chair of KDD. There is a number of convergence of interest here. At the core, Halijulu Data Science Institute is about talent. It's about training talent. It's about creating talent. It's about attracting talent, professors to teach them, researchers to practice new methods and models. KDD is a forum where the real advances are first discussed, and whether in theory or in practice. And then they are also put to practice. KDD has a very strong component of applied data science. And when I say applied, it is not something that you throw over the fence, but you actually have researchers doing the same thing in now health context, in now equities context, and so on. And so in bringing that practice and the practitioners to KDD, to San Diego, HDSI really exposes our talent to where the impact will be. So our faculty members, our researchers, our research scientists, our students, for example, they appear at the KDD, they show up what they're working on, and at the same time get inspired by the impact that they would have. And that has made the academic organizations much, much stronger.
And then just to kind of give you the statistics from last year, the number of talks that we had, you know, we had 22 invited talks, but the workshops and tutorials, we had 34 workshops, 15 hands-on tutorials, 29 lecture-style tutorials. So you're really covering a vast amount of topics that you won't otherwise easily find in one location. So I think that's where people can come together, you know, just look into different topics at one place, one conference, with extremely high quality. KDD is and has been always a nonprofit, you know, conference, and that's very important. Publishing a paper at KDD is very hard because the acceptance rate is actually very, very low. It's really at the level of a journal publication. So in that sense, you know, publications that you bring into KDD and they are published and you present there are rated very high in your academic background.
And I think that's important for companies to understand. We talked about this validation and certification. Certainly something has that KDD imprimatur on it. You get that sense. There's just so much information flying out. The pace of advancement in data science and AI machine learning is so quick. It's really difficult to keep track of everything. And from what I understand, this annual conference is how everyone keeps track of the advancements in data science. Tell us a little bit about the, so one of the things that I know some of the folks are getting excited about is the KDD Cup. This is the 24th year. Tell us a little bit about the KDD Cup and what it does and where people could go and how everyone could take advantage of that.
Yeah, KDD Cup has always been a competition, kind of a global competition of different data science tasks that are usually sponsored and contributed by industry. So it's really applied applied problems that we're trying to solve here, that brings together different teams from academia as well as industry to compete upon. This year we probably have multiple parallel tracks, and Rajesh, maybe you can give us a little bit of an insight of some of the topics that we're trying to address.
So let me walk you through a little bit why KDD Cup, and in fact why even KDD. This has to do with the nature of the subject in data science and AI and machine learning. In many other areas, when we talk about applications of practice, it is an application of known knowledge. You know statistical methods and you apply it to one domain or the other. You know programming, you apply it to one domain or the other. In case of data science or AI ML, such division does not exist. In fact, the application is often the scientific advance in data science itself. So what you need to do then is bring events, bring forums together in which the practitioners and the scientists are often the same person. And so the way KDD Cup is organized into tracks. There are four of them, and they look at different application areas. So for example, this year, you have a machine learning two tracks there. One of them is on challenges for a modern e-commerce platform. And now, unlike programming, unlike algorithms or something, here the methods and the tools and the insights or even the visualization of those are also evolving at the same time. So this challenge becomes a place to demonstrate that. So it's like a research and application together. The second track in machine learning is adversarial attacks and defense on academic graph. The third track is on AutoML. AutoML is a growth area now, and AutoML for graph representations learning. And then the last one is on reinforcement learning competition, learning to dispatch and reposition on a mobility on demand platform. So the way to understand that is if you were to pick up, let's say, a dialogue system today or a chat box system, I can assure you it doesn't matter how good they are, they will leave you unsatisfied. And the technology that is going into it is constantly being advanced, just like in image recognition, it's like in pattern recognition. And so KDD becomes, by organizing these kind of events, it becomes a place to sort of show what has been done, but also push the state of the art.
Yeah, and not to forget, the prizes that are waiting for the winners are way over $100,000. So this is serious, a serious competition. So if you're bored at home at this point, you should be looking at the competition and jump in and prove your data science skills right here.
Well, I think a lot of data science will be looking at that. We'll include a link to that in the description of the podcast. So we're all talking about the global pandemic. We've read snippets of how data science is powering the way out of this. Will there be any special attention to this global pandemic, whether that's papers or talks or anything else? Will that be a focus of KDD here in San Diego?
So there's a special session being organized with the speakers, panelists, who are actually in the leading edge of COVID-19 response. And when we talk about COVID, the response actually ranges from a pandemic or epidemiological analysis to drug targeting, to gene sequencing. So you have a whole range of areas of pandemic response where data science is being applied today. And so the organizing committee is working together on a pretty exciting panel that brings together both a retrospective as well as prospective look at the technologies that are shaping our understanding of this pandemic and what we could do.
And it follows really our philosophy around KDD, right? You know, trying to really help the global community, data science community, and beyond, of course. So even last year, we started to organize certain special days around that. One was a healthcare day, because that is a central problem for society. And so we feel that AI, machine learning, and data science can absolutely contribute to, you know, really solving some of the major societal problems that we're facing now and in the future. Another one is Earth Day, so really looking at sustainability. So how do you leverage AI for good? I think that's an important topic, since sometimes we also see kind of the opposite side. People fear that AI can be misused, data science can be misused in terms of privacy or anything else, in certain applications. So we feel that we have the duty to also, you know, bring out really the best of it and where it can help, you know, the global society in terms of good topics.
What's most exciting for me, being of obviously Tech San Diego, is that KDD selected San Diego. So let's shift the conversation a little bit into thinking about, okay, you're a data science company, you're a data scientist, you're a company here in San Diego. How can we participate? How can we leverage what's going on? How can we, because it is very exciting that they chose San Diego, and how can we really take advantage of this conference that's coming to San Diego?
The key is engagement, and engagement comes at multiple levels. For example, the Tech San Diego is the coordination place for a large number of companies for various sizes. Getting them to engage where they can be part of KDD in demonstrating what they're working on, what their products are, maybe sponsoring some events, maybe bringing some of their talent there to meet with the attendees there, so that the attendees get not only the KDD as a global community, but also the local flavor. And local flavor here is just not fish taco, but also the kind of industries that are uniquely based in San Diego, from Teradata's to defense companies, to national information warfare centers, to others. So I think getting them to be engaged, to be part of it, would be extremely important. And it is important also because one of the things that we need to do in San Diego, and it's beginning to happen now, is that we are beginning to think of San Diego region as a whole, as like a single company with multiple departments. And in the sense that the talent knows each other, even if they are in different companies. And so the talent, especially the mid-career and the senior talent, once they know it, then they create an ecosystem of companies and new businesses and new product divisions and so on that enriches the region. So I think they can be involved at multiple levels. Definitely participating into the event would be the first place.
Yeah, and if any company locally is trying to, you know, attract data science talent, hire new data science employees, this is the place to be. KDD has always been a strong place for the best data science talent to meet. And the exhibit floor typically is full of companies that are trying to recruit the best of the best. And so us coming to San Diego, this is a great opportunity to see the global talent pool show up in San Diego and really being available to talk to and to learn about the companies that are here in this region.
And I think to build on something that Rajesh was talking about, you know, that we need to do a better job at building the awareness of what this data science cluster looks like in the region. It's very broad. It's very diverse. It goes from fraud analytics, life sciences, cyber. It's a pretty diverse data science community. And as we're trying, even though we may not be recruiting people in August, right, we got to worry about retaining our workforce and what's going to happen in the long term. And having that community understand that data science, the very vibrant data science cluster, will make them more likely to choose our region as a career destination. And I really see, you know, KDD and this, the world's largest data science conference in the world, as an economic development tool for our members to build that awareness that San Diego is truly a center of excellence in data science. And with, you know, and especially when you look at the academic aspect of that, you look at what the wonderful job that Rajesh has put together. And I know you have a whole team of folks there, Rajesh, but I'm going to put this on you, that they've built with HDSI is really something that, you know, if you're not in San Diego, maybe you should be. And so, you know, even if it's not talent, if you're a large multinational and you're building out a data science team, guess where you should be doing it? You should be doing it right here in San Diego. So, you know, I hope that the companies, they may not be hiring, that they engage for just that purpose. Again, I do think there's a lot of business development and being on the exhibit floor and having people understand the tools that, you know, each company does. We're going to be coordinating with KDD on, hopefully, we don't know if that's going to be a virtual exhibit space at this point or going down to the convention center and laying out our wares, but really looking forward to, you know, San Diego hosting this. Michael, I know it's a little too early, but we're going no matter what, even though it may be virtual or on the spot or in person. KDD 2020 is happening. Would that be a correct assumption?
Absolutely. KDD will happen no matter what. We're looking at most likely a hybrid event at this point. So we will have a very strong online presence, a virtual event capabilities, as well as whatever is at the point in August accessible here in terms of the convention center, also a in-person meeting. But really, the in-person meeting depends on, you know, where we are in terms of the current pandemic at that point.
And what are the dates? What are the dates for the conference?
It is August 23rd to August 27th in right here in San Diego, or, you know, wherever you are in that world.
So our purpose today was to really give this kind of a broad overview of what the KDD conference is, the workshops, the KDD Cups, the intersection between academics and business. Is there anything that we haven't talked about that we should talk about KDD 2020 here in San Diego that we haven't covered yet?
I will say one thing. And my hope from KDD and from point of view of SDSI is that KDD brings the talent out locally. Some of that I'm beginning to see in COVID response on my Slack channel. In the, you know, there are companies, one person is supplying data from one company going to the other one and so on. In case of KDD, I'm hoping also that the talent that visits us, some of which stays back, some of which wants to be in San Diego. Whether they come to a company or whether they come to SDSI or another organization or Tech San Diego is a different matter altogether. But it becomes a place and destination. And my secret hope is that KDD becomes a regular feature in San Diego. As it grows in size, yeah, it is dropping off many cities that used to host it, but they cannot. San Diego will remain a place that can host to any size of KDD that it can scale to.
Well, I know that I worked directly with Michael Zeller, who's on the executive committee, to make that pitch to KDD. And it didn't seem to be that difficult of a pitch once we talked about, you know, not only the destination as a convention, but again, why San Diego and our cluster of data science companies. Michael, so what do you have to say for, you know, Rajesh and I making our pitch that San Diego hopefully becomes a regular stopover with the KDD conference?
You have my vote. I'm super excited to have KDD return to San Diego again. And the reason I ended up in San Diego, you know, building companies here, being an industry, is because of the talent pool. It is the balance of the life that you have between, you know, the really great environment, weather in Southern California, the beaches, as well as really a talent pool that's unique in the world. You know, starting going back to the 1990s, when I would say, you know, with HNC we had the very first commercial success of neural networks. So if you're old enough to remember that part, this is a long way that we've come since. And the talent pool, the capabilities that you find here in San Diego are unique, and I think are worthwhile for anyone to check out. Wherever I travel in the world, I'm making my pitch for San Diego and for companies to locate to San Diego because of the talent pool in data science.
Well, I have to tell you that having folks like Michael Zeller in our community and Rajesh Gupta certainly makes that pitch much, much easier as we talk about the global impact that San Diego has. So I want to thank both of you for being our guest today. If you're part of the Tech San Diego Network, you're already getting news on this. Visit techsd.org for more information. We're going to keep on sending out information. We are going to have a San Diego Pavilion, so keep your eyes out open for that. We need all the data science companies and all your data science talent to be engaged in KDD 2020 right here in San Diego. And we will visit you for the next podcast. That's it for today. Thank you very much. Thank you, Michael. Thank you, Rajesh.
Thank you, Kevin.
The TSD Spotlight is a Tech San Diego production. Major thanks to the KDD Planning Committee and especially Michael Zeller and Rajesh Gupta for joining us today. Tech San Diego podcasts are edited by Andrew Sims at Hypable Impact, and we are grateful for his hard work at keeping us sounding professional. To learn more about Tech San Diego, visit techsandiego.org. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and share.